Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Emergency works were carried out at Muscle Creek today to remove a fallen tree. A large tree dislodged at the creek following the recent heavy rainfall and flooding events. Muswellbrook Shire Council undertook the emergency works, which involved removing the blockage that was disrupting the normal river flow and prevented further erosion on the creek bank. Deputy Council General Manager Derek Finnegan says they were unable to notify surrounding residents and businesses of the removal because it was considered an emergency and subject to contractor availability. The works were completed today, but plans for Muscle Creek's restoration, including new plantings and picnic tables, will commence in the new year. Upper Hunter residents can giddy up for the Scone Horse Festival making a return in 2022. The 9-day event is expected to be held later than usual, with dates scheduled for May 6th and May 15th. The festival will include many local favourites, including Jack Johnston Memorial Day, Bush Poets Night and the Street Parade. President Lee Watt says it's an event that continues to grow with a wide range of activities for all to enjoy, and any resident who wants to be a part of the team, there is plenty of availabilities.
If there's anyone out there that, you know, has the enthusiasm and would like to be a part, we've got a whole range of different things that we have to do, from communication to media to, being at the events, rallying. We have people that are marshals. So there's a whole range of things that people can get involved with. And they may just want to be a part of the parade itself and helping there. So if that's the case, well, we would love to have you on board.
And the Hunter New England regions have recorded a further 660 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. There are now 4,368 active cases throughout the district, 17 of those in hospital and 3 in ICU. The Upper Hunter has spiked in case numbers with 25 newly diagnosed infections. It included 16 in Singleton, 5 in Muswellbrook and 4 in the Upper Hunter Shire local government areas. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 2,501 locally acquired cases overnight.